Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today, the topic is... memory. I want to talk a little bit about memory. Now, I do not have a very good memory. And when I say that, sometimes people snap back, oh, don't commit that to words. Don't commit that to a thought, you know. You're always expanding, you're always getting better, and you know, okay, I get that, but my memory's not so good. It's never been that good. And it's become something that I have an element of shame about, because I will be in scenarios where I feel like I'm expected to remember something, or some other people will remember things, and there is a equating of vividness of memory with significance or value or importance, so that if I do not remember an event, a meeting, a sex act, that means that that experience was not important to me because I didn't, you know, choose to file it away in the remember this memory banks. And that sucks to have this unintentional expression of dismissal, because that's not how I feel. That's not my experience. I sometimes feel like, you know, I need to like write or get tattoos all over my body so people go, oh, he's got memento disease. All right, let's give him a break. Maybe he didn't remember that so well. That's okay. Sometimes people will give me the excuse and say, well, you meet so many people. That's true. And by having funky colored hair, it is often easier to remember meeting the funky haired guy rather than the fourth person in a collared shirt. And so, yes, I will give myself a little bit of excuse in that realm. But even so, I'll be with friends that I've known forever and they'll start talking about some road trip. And I'm like, what? And often with details, I can kind of like find my way back to remembering that I was someplace, and then it will start to fill in a little bit, but never to the degree that my friends can remember it. And I mean, there's been a number of times when I've felt really bad about it, and there's been other times when people have made me feel really bad about it. I remember a couple years ago, I was at an event, and a woman that I was talking to, I introduced myself, and she says, you don't remember my name? And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she said, I can't believe I've met you 3 times. And I was like, I'm so sorry. And then she leaned in. Maybe she said first, she goes, I'll give you something to remember me by. And then she leaned in and bit my lip, like hard. Like I was bleeding, like dripping down. I was like, oh my God. And then she wandered off. As a matter of principle, I have blocked out all memory of that person. I do remember it was a woman, but if you're watching this person who I've forgotten about, please do not assault me in an effort to jog my memory. And it actually has affected sometimes my desire to go to certain social situations where I know I'm going to run into people that I have met either in passing or long ago, And I have had situations where I'm like, did we have a conversation in the past? Have I read your Facebook posts? Have I seen you online? Have I watched a video of yours? And I've had experiences in every direction where I've been like, hi! And then the person's looking at me like, what? And I believe I know this person because they look so familiar to me. And then I get home and look them up and go, oh, this is a popular author. And that is why I think that I know them. And I've come to a certain amount of peace or forgiveness of myself in that I believe that I am present, and I believe that I have an experience with somebody, that I am present in that moment. I am not thinking, oh, this is unimportant. I truly believe that I am present with someone when I'm with them. And if I had a choice, I think I would pick that. I would rather be present in the moment and lose the memory than kind of not be quite as present but make sure I know it forever. And but it affects the way that I go out into the world because I don't necessarily want to make eye contact with somebody if I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to respond. And I've had a lot of people that know me know that I have this issue, and so they've people that I know very well will introduce themselves every time, and I'm like, thank you, I appreciate that, but I remember, thank you. But I don't want to discourage it because I feel like it is a kind gesture to re-meet somebody. And often I'll meet somebody at Burning Man, and you know, it's kind of like, I'll tell people, like, they go, we met at on the playa, and I go, oh, can you go like this? Oh, now I remember you. So I've made it a habit, and I think trying to make it a acceptable practice of re-meeting people. And if that is cause for insult, I'm really sorry. I was watching This American, not watching, I was my eyes were on the road, but I was listening to This American Life. And they did a segment about something called HSAM, which is Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory. People that remember everything vividly. They remember everything they ate, everything they watched from every day of their life. Like, they can recall things in insane detail. And they had some interviews with some people that have that. I'm going to take off my necklace because I can hear it clinking, and I think that that will show up on our... So if you hear clinking in the audio, my apologies. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. That was a... If you can't see, if you're only listening to audio, that clinking sound is Tinkerbell that is flicking my nipple. And so as they interviewed these people that had this HSAM, it was fascinating because, you know, the person interviewing was like, well, what day did that Friends episode air? Well, Rachel does this. And the guy was like, blink. And he knew what day it was, you know. But then they kind of started digging into some of the painful aspects of having this condition. There's a woman who, she said it's like, kind of like, you know how at the end of the day you might take your trash out and you put it on the curb and the trash man takes it away? That's kind of how we all are in our lives, and we have these experiences, and then at the end of the day we put them out, we go to sleep, and they get, you know, slowly those bags of trash get hauled away as our memories get softer and softer over time. And she goes, mine never go away. I've got 50 years of stuff accumulated on my front lawn. And when it really hit is when she explained the process of going through the death of her husband. Something that happened, you know, something like 10 years previous. But to her, she experiences it in every moment the way that someone with a regular memory, or my memory, would experience as if it happened yesterday. So she so easily gets snapped back into that panicked, overwhelmed, core-crushing sadness of loss on a regular basis. She says she no longer feels that feeling like, I'm not gonna make it, because now time has shown her that she will survive. But the feeling and the pain and the suffering of that loss is never diminishes. And it's like, oh, right. So maybe our fading memories is not a weakness of the brain. It is a feature, not a bug. It is what allows us to move on. It is allows us to heal. It allows us to move forward. You know, humans with our incredible brains have the ability to remember the past and imagine the future. And it gives us an incredible evolutionary advantage in terms of plotting where animals will go and learning from our mistakes and things like that. But it also gives us anxiety and worry and these ways that we use these big brains in inefficient and detrimental ways. And the people that have HSAM, it's like, shows you how that can be just cranked all the way up to the point of almost an inability to cope. And so as I'm listening to the pain of good memory, I was like, oh, so hey, here's another pro to my my struggles with remembering things, is that it allows me to move on really quickly. And in fact, I've had conversations with in partners in relationship where, as they're aware of my memory, they're like, you know, I sometimes think that your bad memory is the reason we're still together. Because if you remembered everything that you've been upset about in the past, you probably would have left by now. And so in that way, it's another, yay, cool. I'm present. I also have realized that, and I'm not sure if it's related, but my future window is pretty brief. I don't generally think about things that are happening in the future. I have trouble planning things. My awareness bubble is, you know, a couple days into the future with a vague knowledge that I'm going to Burning Man in the future. Never to Burning Man from now. I'd never think about that. People go, what's your five-year plan? I'm like, are you crazy? I mean, I'm not saying are you crazy. I'm saying, boy, that's a crazy thought to me, because I don't even floss, because the idea of having a mouth in 5 years, that's crazy to me. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said I don't floss. I do my best. I don't want to get letters from all the dentists and dental hygienists out there. I'm sorry. Okay, bad memory, not the best dental hygiene. I'm flawed, I admit it. And it's been awesome for me lately as I've been writing a lot more and writing old stories and revisiting these experiences. And as I'll look back and find some old blog post or something I wrote even before it was called a blog post, and have this cool, like, oh my gosh, right. That has not been a part of my reality for 10 years. And as I read through it, I'm like, oh, right. And that person, I remember that person. And so I'm having this cool experience of, like, it's almost like I have these withered memory banks that are slowly, like, getting filled with succulent, massive awareness. It's like the fleshing out of my past as I'm revisiting it through the process of writing. And then sometimes reading things where I'm like, I have no memory of writing this, but it does give me clues. It's like a sci-fi, you know, novel of, you know, burying a note to yourself before they wipe your memory. And I've realized, actually, very recently, as I've been looking at this path that I've been on, as I've been looking at all these things that I've written, that 15, 20 years ago, when I started taking digital photos and writing things and posting them online, back when that was not a thing, except for those wacky people who were treading in this new digital world, but I started doing that. I started uploading my memories as they were happening, my adventures as they were finishing, because I was aware that my memory was bad and I was afraid that if I didn't record them, I would lose them. And as I thought back, I'm like, oh my gosh, this flaw, this thing that has caused me all this shame, this weakness of mine, was the motivator to push me into the action that led me to here, to being in the exact perfect place, on the perfect path that I'm supposed to be on, in this path of sharing stories and life and lessons. And would I have gotten here? Would I have made it? Would this path have happened? Were I not wired in a way with this weakness? And it's totally shifted my whole head into trying to look at more and more things that I may have labeled a weakness, labeled a obstacle, labeled a negative, and see them as, oh, when will time reveal how this struggle has played the perfect role to leading me to where I needed to go? So I am grateful. What were we talking about? Oh, yes. I am grateful for my poor memory. Not just excusing it, not just at peace with it. I am grateful for it. I am also aware that as I am saying that, I am recording this. I am archiving this so that should I lose this moment in time, by being present in it now, it is never lost. It exists. There is only the now. So as we are here, it's perfect. But if in the future we want to come back here, open up this digital bottle and revisit this moment, I'm going to record it because I treasure this moment and I treasure you. And I hope that your memories flesh out your life, whether you experience them vividly or simply as an awareness that they happened, and you have the tools to find how the weaknesses, how the obstacles, how maybe the embarrassing and shame-producing aspects of you are potentially the core aspects that make you who you are. And there's nothing more beautiful than a human being revealing their truth. So thank you for letting me reveal mine. I love you. And if I remember correctly, now is when we do a hug. So grab yourselves by the shoulders wherever you are. And let's take one breath to just anchor to this now moment. Feeling the sensations, noticing the sounds, hearing my voice, letting go of trying to establish a narrative, but just experiencing it, letting it happen to you. I'm being grateful for this body, the sensations you feel on your skin. Being aware that this body is just the shell. And beneath that is the personalities, the layers and layers of memories. But that's just another layer beneath all of that, beneath the memories, beneath the opinions and the thoughts, is that brilliant light that shines through you, that energy, that love, that lights you up, that love that shines through all of us. And so let's be that love. Let's allow that light to shine through, free from all of our memories, free from our thoughts, just being that light as we breathe three times all together as part of this one, cells in a cosmic organism. Ready? In through the nose, out through the mouth. Last one. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the love warriors, happy Hug Nation. I love you.
You've been listening to the Hug Nation podcast. Find our Facebook, YouTube, mailing list, or iTunes links on hugnation.com.